of the station's view on the whole. If I have anyone else soon enough, 9:30 doesn't seem to be very conducive to college students looking to hop on for a nice little conversation. I don't blame them. I haven't even had my coffee yet, but that's a little bit more my fault than anything. But today, yeah, is Constitution Day. So what I wanted to do was touch on a couple quick little news tidbits worth noting, and then going on to talk a little bit about, you know, the Constitution. Why do we even want to talk about the Constitution? Is, you know, the Constitution worth talking about? Is the Constitution worth keeping? All this and more on The Angry Young Man today. So, we'll start off just with, you know, for those of you who have been following the show for a while, you'll know I'm a bit of a Milei fanatic. Javier Milei from Argentina, the current president of the country, for running up on about a year in December. What's going on down there? Well, things are turning. The wheels of government are turning, and he's just been doing what politicians tend not to do.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to Diva Lamont on WRCT Pittsburgh.
AIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark, and it's a thought. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen
Do not come to me.
Orders. Second album, Power, Corruption, and Lies. That is Age of Consent, wrapping up that set of music here on WRCT. Before the New Order, went back to 2002. I say went back to 2002. The New Order was from 1983. So that was, you know, you do the math between those songs. But 2002 is when a Ball Boy released their song, Where Do the Nights of Sleep Go When They Do Not Come to Me? Yeah. Ball Boy, known for some pretty long titles, and a great band from Scotland, a Scottish band. Before that, before the Ball Boy, how about some Wire? Back in the late 80s, I'm going to say around the 88, they released Kidney Bongos, and that was Eardrum Buzz from Wire. Just felt like throwing that one out there. It's been a while, so that one has made some radio airtime. Lou Reed, speaking of radio airtime, something that he gets each and every week with this show. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every week at this time, and I appreciate when you tune in or you stumble upon it or you just whatever. Whatever you're doing, you're listening to WRCT, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. People call me the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Mockster, yeah, I guess it makes sense, right? What should I tell you? I don't know. Got a lot of pop music in my head. So you're going to hear a lot of pop music as what the Mockster thinks of pop music. So this is not Britney Spears pop music. This is Mockster pop music. I'm just going to keep saying the word pop music. I'm also going to remind you, you can pull up a chair if you like the pop music, because you can have breakfast for dinner each and every Sunday night. Because DJ Chris Wired will serve up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Plays power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. It's Sunday nights at 11, or at 10, I'm sorry, Sunday nights at 10 here on 88.3 FM, WRCT. Time to hang the DJ.
Panic on the streets of London. Panic on the streets of Birmingham. I wonder to myself, could life ever be same again? So you run down.
with Liz Phair doing the tra-la-la song. Yeah, one banana, two banana. Material Issue, actually her backup band for her version of that song. Now, for those of you flashing back to the original version, you may be a Gen Xer. Hey, speaking of Gen Xers, I played a bunch of music from the 90s. Kind of your wheelhouse, right? Right? Kind of, partially your wheelhouse. Before the Liz Phair belly, Tanya Donnelly and Company belly with Feed the Tree. Also James in there. I went back to the what I would consider probably the big hit from James and Sit Down and start off from an 80s song finally in there, right? The Smiths with Panic. So three 90s songs and an 80s song. I'm talking to you, my Gen X and maybe late boomer audience. And for you millennials and Gen Zers, I'm hoping you're enjoying this. Yeah. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Aviva Lamock. But if you want the king of the Gen Xer and you remember Top 40 radio in the 70s. No, maybe you don't remember Top 40 radio in the 70s. But guess what? Uncle Jay Thurber does. He does a little show called Radio 9 each and every Saturday from noon to 3. He plays oldies, he plays newies, and guess what? He's got a whole lot of snark in there. Right here on Independent Freeform Radio 88.3 WRCT. Hey, speaking of Top 40 radio from the 1970s, which I'm not sure if I was or wasn't. I meant to. Let's find something from the 1970s. No, I'm going to. Yes, I am. Didn't know which song I was going to, but I am going to a 1970s Top 40 radio smash from one of the best power pop bands that came out of that era.
is how we know. You spoon water like love, and I will take it if you can't take it. You spoon water like love, and I will take it if you can't take it. This is how we know. This is how we go. This is how we know.
Pacific Northwest, it's the band The Thermals here on the Viva La Mach radio program with How We Know. Before The Thermals, Burning Airlines in that set of music with Paper Crowns. Also, Graham Coxon. Graham, you may know as a member of the band Blur. He's got some great solo albums out. Standing on My Own Again, the name of that single. Started off, speaking of some great singles, started off the entire set with some Cheap Trick and Dream Police, the title track to that album that came out back in the 1970s. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mach. If you have a suggestion for a song, feel free to request that song at wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I will do my best to get it on a future show. Yeah, we only have, what, 12 and a half minutes before the top of the hour, so let's see how many songs I can squeeze in before that happens. Going back to the Masked Romantic album, New Pornographers.
Love. start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. Heart.
Wrapping up that set of music from their self-titled debut with Don't Let's Start. Played some Robert Pollard in that set of music from Guided by Voices with Dancing Girls and Dancing Men. Best Coast gave us The Only Place, which I think they're talking about California or the West Coast, but I think The Only Place is A, Pittsburgh, and B, listening to WRCT. I'm a little biased. Just a little, but I'm just telling you, I'm prefacing that. I am biased. New Pornographers in there, Letter from an Occupant from their debut, Mass Romantic. I can tell you the New Pornographers, WRCT broke that band in Pittsburgh. We did. We were playing the heck out of that album before anyone even heard of that band, and I'm very proud of the DJs that made that happen. Hey, my name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock as it comes to you each and every week here on WRCT.
Here on WICT Pittsburgh. Today we got special guest Formosa in the studio, and we got my partner Nettles